Rosh Hashanah Mori. We're holding by the end of Daf Chesam Aleph. That's in the two sugyas coming up. The sugya of Hilmi, which is salt water, that's a vase. The sugya of Malicha, which is salting, that's four lines of Kuf Chesam vase. That's the Gimel through Sevav. Two separate yonim will divide up two separate sections. Next couple of blat of the parak is mostly a Gadato. India, the Rishonim bring down the sugya of Refuah, which will leave Bez Hashem to next winter's man. And after this, we'll do Chazara, we'll have a test, and then continue with the next parak of Kosher. We have in the Lamtes Malchus on the Vayin Gimel, one of the Malchus is, the 28th one is Malchoy, is salting something. And then we're something Ma'abedis Oiroi, the Indian of tannery, the process of leather. The command of Ayin Hema Beis brings down Hanum Malech, Hanum Abed. It's the same thing. Both are the process of working the leather. What's the difference? Says Rabbi Yochanan, "Shlokish Tavayu, Apachav Minayu, take one out for Ail Sirtot. You put inside Sirtot. That means you learn the sugya of Sirtot. We saw this Gemara also. We took one out. One of the Lamtes Melachos is Sirtot. This is shall among the Rishonim. Which one are we taking out? Are we taking out Ma'abed or are we taking out Molchoy? Avada putting in Sirtot. Nafkimino, when the kids get memorized Lamtes Melachos, what are the Lamtes Melachos over here? So it seems the way the Rambam in Perek Zayin, when he quotes it, he left inside Ma'abed and he took out Malach. He took out the idea of salting, left in the idea of tannery. And it sounds like the Gemara. The Gemara goes further, brings down the Rabbah Baruch Hunel that says when a person in Malchay Besaro is Chai Mishum Ma'abed. The Gemara sounds that way. And the Sfar is simple, because Ma'abed is a whole entire process of tannery. A Malchay sounds like a part of the process of tannery. Ma'abed is a process itself, and Ma'abed is one of the ways of doing it. Atzad Hashani, we'll get to Sefei, the Taz, that brings down the Beis Yosef, that brings down the Shmuel Leket, Shuvas Goinim. They come along and say that the salt meat on Shabbos, the locha is, it's the Av Malocha, like it says in the Mishnah, Vamolchoi. It sounds like from the Goinim, Shmuel Leket, brought down the Beis Yosef and the Taz, that if I care, we're leaving inside the idea of Molchoi, and we're taking out the words of Ma'abed, and Ma'abed means Sertot. That's the look of Ben Echanan, the Sugyot of Ayin Hema Beis, he says it clearly. He says that Metzias is that with Farker, we're leaving inside Malach. Other Rishonim, Rav Yo, when he counts that way, they say Faritim, or Zeruah, Mi'imi, they say Farker. And they bring it down, come out that way in the Yishalmi. Because the way the Yishalmi explains, he says the words of a Ma'abed means Sirtot. Not like we're taking out there was a mistake in the Mishnah. Ma'abed is Sirtot. The way the Orch HaShulchan seems to explain, in the process of Ma'abed, one of the final processes is the act of Sirtot. So this is that's part and parcel of being Ma'abed. Therefore, it's not a mistake, the Mishnah. That's how you end off with Sirtot. They leave in Malach, and you change Ma'abed to the word of Sirtot. So far as we have a Machlokes, which one we're changing, or changing Ma'abed, or changing Malach. Practically, Ma'abed is Manazeh. They get the sugya of the rice of the cases that they're swarming down. Just to make it practical, is one of a person buys a brand new pair of shoes. So what people do, it's hard, stiff. So you take it, bend it back and forth. If you ever go to a shoe store and they take out the brand new shoes and there's a salesman to show you what to go do. So if you're the first one, the second one trying it on, they bend it back and forth and they put on you. If you're the 10th one, they're not bending it back and forth. You don't want to buy it anyway. Well, you're bending it back and forth to soften it. Come on this form, they say that's Nichol Geda Ma'abed. You can't do that on Shabbos. The Chut Hashani takes it that far and discusses, let's say a person bought a brand new pair of shoes. Is a chosin, is wear by a chasno. What the Olam says to go do before the chasno is to wait a couple of days to break it in. Says the Chut Hashani, to go do that on Shabbos, you have a baya, an iser. You're softening it and make it easier for the chasno. You're pressing the lead over here. You have an iser mitzvah, the sugya of ma'abed. Now you could ask. You're bending it back and forth and it's breaking in. You cannot do that before Shabbos. Now, you could ask a question, if so, every time you buy a brand new pair of shoes, how could you ever wear them on Shabbos? So, they're pashas, you're not mischavin b'chlaf the melocho, chuas nichol l'cholopoch, no bozna sugyo of a maiser gilus, that we know that just like you don't buy off cooking saliva when you put hot food inside your mouth. This is the idea of wearing a shoe, the camera's not associated with you. You could get involved with, also, there's no psik ratio in every step of the way. When is it? You can walk 20 steps, one thing will happen. It's over the whole entire day. There's no time you can pinpoint it to. You have kavanah, so the chodesh is an isser. But no kavanah, there's no psik ratio, any specific time. We don't worry about wearing brand new shoes. But with kavanos in the chodesh shani, you have a problem over here. What? You're softening the leather. You're doing a process to the leather. The chodesh shani, some kavanim, we'll be all bring down these cases of wearing these shoes. To soften. Why mecham to wear it? You're wearing it to soften. Because one is to soften. You have two kavanas. That means they point out the Rashi says we have two kavanas. One of head to one of isabait seido. Says maybe let's be matit seido. Says we want chiyala das a pulis head to matit isadereis over here. Yeah, it says the Shari see the Vadu Rashi says it's ik kavanah was to protect the house, and still the Pesukim says mishmor to like Rashi. A second example they bring down is I do not see anyone who disagrees with this. Could be most from there are two cases over here. One doing it by kavana, bending it back and forth. Then a bunch of swarm being down. Only one I see being down by kavana by walking is a chudshani. A second example is what they discuss inserting shoe trees. I mean, my father, he has this block of wood that you put inside the tree, inside your shoe, to well, let's say come out from the rain. It's inside, and you want to make sure the shoe doesn't change its form. The question is there a problem putting them inside on Shabbos? A shoe tree. Now the two examples are swarming down. One is when you come in from the rain, it's still wet and nothing went wrong with the leather. You're just putting in a block of wood to keep it as is so it should not shrink, not get hard. That the place can say is no problem. Get about Musan Sugiv Achon, there's no Achona. Why? Musan Sugiv Hezek over here. However, there's another case where it already has an issue. And you're coming to make it better, it got hard, it shrunk a little bit, you want to make it better back to the way how it was. That come along from Zalman, the Ashiv, Numis from, they come along the Aser. Why the Asering? They come from two sugyas. One, come along, Rav Falken says, Ma'abed. Come along the some Chabon of Ribiyat, Ma'abed. You're working the presses upon the leather. Voyetin and Moshe, the Shmir Shabbos, and others, Nichle get him a second model. You have two separate inyanim over here to deal with that why you cannot put in the shoe tree when there already is an issue. Most of us, if you have a shoe tree, you're putting in to make sure it does not create an issue. But when it has an issue, l'chur yev vaya, number one, mitzah mesakin, and number two, mitzah mesugil ma'abed.
Minal yushin is
ma'abed. What?
Minal yushin, all shoe
if it, the, what happens, it gets hard or shrinks, and now you're fixing it, you're working the leather. If you go to the tailor across the street from the Shiva Smear, he has these shoe trees there, they have metal ones over there, and he puts them on. And that's Mom what he's doing over there. That's Sam doing it for the fun. He it costs a lot of money, the ones that he has over there. They're working. No, the metal thing, the thing itself that he has costs a lot of money. To fix is not that expensive. Now, the Gemara goes on further, and Daf Ayin Hey, it says, Yabba Bar Avuna says, Hayman Damolcha Bisra. Someone who salts meat, chay mishum ma'abed. That means on food is ister deraisa ibn ba'oichlan. Come on, Rover, and disagrees, he says, ain't ibn ba'oichlan. Mamshech of Ashi, it says, even noch rabba barapun has said, is ibn ba'oichlan. Hani min lo yil orchoy. They come to preserve it, going on the derech. Have a stamp salting for your house, labisu to go eat. Then the mice is not lichel get over deraisa. So come down, we have machlikis, rabba and Rover, is there ibn ba'oichlan. Is an Issa deraisa not? Which then, now that leads to our sugya daf kuf ches. But also by the Mishnah says, ain't eaten hilmi b'shabbos. A person cannot make hilmi. Hilmi is salt water on Shabbos. The Gemara explains that a person cannot make mei melech merubim. A lot you cannot make, but a little bit of maisa you can. The Yesi come along and the Mishnah says, what's the difference between a lot and between a little? Both of them, as the Gemara explains, should be also. Maisa tanakama comes out and says, ma'at, the maisa is mutter. The question is, what is the reason to ask their hilmi? Or what is the hilmi to ma'at the merubah? So, the study of the Issa says, Rashi, why shu ki ma'abed? Sugi ma'abed? Why k'dez yiskayim? It's an idea of preserving or a process of working over here the a food. An idea of preserving something is nichel negeda of kim abed. Look around the Rishonim, Roi Rishonim, 12 Rishonim, go this way, like Rashi, Loshim, kim abed. Losh of the Mechaber, he calls it a Geta of Ma'abed. The question is, we just said the Gemara Daf Ayin Heim Abeis. Rava says, Ain Ibn Ba'ichlin. So how in the world come along and say, Nichon the Geta Ma'abed? There's no Ibn Ba'ichlin. So there are different ways of answering. The way the text is, Yontel says, he points out, it's Machloikis Rabba and Rava. Rabba says, it is Ibn Ba'ichlin Deraiso. And Rav Ashi come along and explains, Rabbo, Hani Mili Olim Ba'orchei. Come along, we're going to pass him like Rabbo against Rabbo that we hold there is even Ba'orchei Deraiso. Asad Hasheni, the way on Tosfos that I hate on the base, he really points out this question. He says, no, what we mean is, ain't even Ba'orchei Machlik Rabbo and Rabbo is in Deraisos. We hold, yes, there is even Ba'orchei on Rabbonons. That's how the Mishmur brings down. That way, that locha people go to chayodim graz that they said over here to ask the kima'abin and said beis by ilmi why mitzvah the sugya of drabonans. That's when they point out the chayodim in the third mahalach. The Rama will not go in the sugya of here mitzvah the sugya ma'abid. Says achronim why he owes no issa ibud at all not drabon not deraiso. That means first number one, what is a locha negayer to ibud ba eichlin la locha? There seem to be three mahalchim. Either those are passing like rabbo. It's a get of deraiso, and that's where Choshvo, that's the Tosfos Yontif. Those who say pasuk like Rovo, like Tosfos, but still there's a din d'rabbonon, that's how the Mishabura went. And we'll get the Rambam Shita, the Numas Paiskim say, we pasukin, ain't even Oichlin like Rovo, but not even d'rabbonon. We don't even have what to hold among the Rishonim, but even Oichlin deraiso, d'rabbonon, or Motor. So again, we have one Malach in our Sugyo, what's the Isav Hilmi, B'Shabbos, Ma'abed? Look at the Ritva by us in the Sugyo. And Daf Kuches, it begins twice. The Issev inside the Sugyo of Umdin Dechol. Umdin Dechol. Other Rishonim go this way, the Orchis Chaim, the Peskei Rid. They come and they ask him inside the Sugyo of Umdin Dechol, the other way. Now, Umdin Dechol, it's Drabon. Now, what is the definition of Umdin Dechol? Right? A person who breathes during the week. So the question, can you breathe on Shabbos? So really we have to get back to how to find Umdin Dechol Beklolius, but Bekitzer, come on, all this warming down, that there's a Tiferes Yisrael. It's like Domo to Hilchos Shabbos, Mishnayis, he has Kalkala Shabbos. He has like 40 pages. On the first page, he discusses what is the definition of Umdin Dechol. When it comes out, Bekitzer, there are three ideas of Umdin Dechol. He has numerous cases and rise to it. Number one, either it looks like a Melocho. Number two, it leads to a Melocho. Number three, the din of Tircho, Zilchos Shabbos. A chore, a work over here. And he goes to different cases among the Gemara. Look at the state of Umdin Dechol over here, like it looks like a melacha. Looks like you're doing a melacha over here. We'll have to get back to how to find out what it means when you learn the sugya of Umdin Dechol. A third melach among the Rishonim, what's it, Issev Hilmi? Says the Rabbam in Perchov Beis, in the Hilchos Shabbos, Shnir ka Issev melacha, my melech is a tafshul. You look like you're doing a melacha, ka melech is a tafshul. What does that mean? So where are the Taisiyot to Mokavim, other than explaining the simple reading of the Rambam? It says, Shvosh, official, a mavashal. Just like being mavashal changes the thing that you have over here. You take something you want and cook it. It's a process, changing something of what you have right now. The same thing over here, when you're taking this meimelech, so water, you come to affect something. It's a nichlenet cholam negate official. Drabonim, for sure drabonim. That means you have the Rambam says, not nichlam aveit. Why? Because any moichlen, the Gemara says that. Not drabonim, not deraiso. To New Year's Eve, a shvush, a bishul, mavashul. Now, there are other ways to be in the Rambam. The Aruch HaShulchan sounds like nichle geta of the Dechol. But still, it's not nichle geta ma'abed. So again, we come out, we make sure we have three mahalchim over here. You look up at the Yishalmi, he discusses the distracting more. What's it? It says, Yechlin, this of Hilmi is Mishum Gemar Malacho. Says the Rogachov, what's Gemar Malacho? Makavatish. A fourth option. Which, if you learn this, Aloch and Simon Shin Yudches, the Mavuch and the Bealocho, is a Makavatish Ba'ichlin. Mishmu after his marach wants to say there's no makar patish, but Moshe the Tshuva about it says he wants to say ikadin the mishmu was correct. Still, could that be machmer? Before there is Lisa Yishalmi, which the Bialach is grappling with, is a makar patish boichlin. What? No. Of course, all the abanons. That's the point. Not makar patish. Yishalmi does go on further and brings down a question, what's the difference between Hilmi and Meimelech? And the Yishalmi says, Hilmi is nichl neged of a Maisa Uman. What does it mean a Maisa Uman? Says the Korban Eido, Maisa Uman, kem abed. Says the Ritva, of the Nechol. Says the Bnei Moshe, kem lech the Tavshul. Why? Because each one is either ma'abed, lech the Tavshul, of the Nechol. It means each one learns Yishalmi, that says the word Uman, what's the Issev Uman? The Shittosei, different Malcha among the Rishonim. Maisa comes out, what is the Issa over here, Hilmi? We have an Issa Rabbanon. We have four optional Chura had to learn our Issa over here, what this is. Be'ika among the Paikin, they stick to two of them. Either they stick to what the Mechabes is up in Rashi, Nichla Sugam Abed, Issa Rabbanon of Ibn, any of Oichlam, but they're still an Issa Rabbanon. Or the Eli Rabba, he comes along and goes like the Rambam, it's Nichle Geder, Eisim Melachim Melech Zatavshul. Nichle Geder of Bishul over here. Next point. Come along, we have the Mishnah that says, the what's the Lacha May Melech Mu'atim? The Chomas say, it's Mutter. Rabbi Yossi says, what's Timji Meruba and Mu'at? Therefore, it's Osir. Machloikis Rabbonon Chachomim, verse Rabbi Yossi, May Melech Mu'atim is a Mutter Osir. How do we paskin? So usually there's a klal that Rabbi Yossi says, what he does is the Muki Imoi, and maybe you should paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Says Toysis on the Kovches Om Alfayos, the Mephorshi Gemara in Erevin, that it says, Ein Elocha Ke Rabbi Yossi, Loi Behilmi, Loi Kilachayim. The Gemara goes on further in Erevin and has a machloikis to be paskin like this statement or not. Says Toysis, the whole machloikis in the Gemara is only negated to Lachayim, negated to the Sugin Erevin. Negate the sugya of Helmi, everyone agrees that we did not pass him like a Yossi. That means you pass him, May Melech Mu'at, the Maisa's Mutter. Look around all the Rishonim, all the Paiskim, they pass him, May Melech Mu'at, the Maisa's Mutter. Maisa we pass him, it's Mutter like the Chachamim. Now, what does it mean, May Melech Mu'at? Here you have two options understanding it. Does it mean the amount of water? Or does it mean the percentage versus the salt? Is it quantity or quality? Bria Dover. You have a choice like this. Mu'at means, let's say, a cup. Meruba means a gallon. Or liters. Gallons, right? Gallon, a lot. Is that Meruba versus Mu'at? Or no. Is Mu'at a cup? And Meruba a cup, but the amount of salt. One time, Mu'at is a cup with 20% of salt. And Meruba is a cup with 70% of salt. What does it mean? Does it mean the amount of salt or the amount of water? So again, the Yishalmi that the Rishonim will be bringing down, the Ritva, the Rashba, the Yishalmi says, what is the Gedda of Meruba versus Mu'at? He says, Meruba is something that floats, and Mu'at is something that sinks. Meruba is something that does not dissolve inside, and Mu'at is something that dissolves inside. That means that the Yishalmi's understanding, Meruba and Mu'at is not the category of the percentage of salt. How much achuz of salt do you have? The Maisa, you read by us, Rishonim, they do not go this way. The Rambam, the Ran, the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, the Paiskim do not understand this way. They clearly understand the idea of Mu'at and Meruba is the amount of water. And they understand what the Gemara by us goes on further and say, Mei Melech Asin is Nochin, is there a separate concept over here? There can be two different levels in the Bavli. You mean the idea of Mu'at and Meruba is the amount of water you have? That a cup is going to be, let's say, a Mu'at. Mashiach, a lot of water is together of Meruba. Then be Nochanizer, even when you have a case of a cup that's Mu'at, May Melech Azen or come to Asin over here. Two separate Yisurim. If so, let's define each one. What is now May Melech Mu'at, according to the Bavli? How we paskin? And best of the two questions. The Zman and the Shir. That means, come along the Mogavram, the Shabbos, they come along, they bring down to the Ran, and the Ran says that Mu'at has dafka oysa suda. That means you want to make your salt water for Shabbos morning and for Shalosh Shudas for two meals. That's not oysa suda. That's nichol gele meruba. And therefore, come along the Mogavram and sends you to Loch and Simon Shin Yotes Sif Aleph. Over there's a sugya barer. Says the Prima God, what does that mean? Over there, we define what the definition of Isa Sudo, some Sudasa is, versus Sudacharis. Over there, if you want, Beis Yosef has five Malachim, what the Gedder is. Whoever the Gedder by Bur is the Gedder by the case of Hilmi. That means Mu'at says the Magavram, the Shabbos, is Dafka a case of Isa Sudo, some Sudo, the Graz, the Chai Odom, the Archa Shulchan, the Benish Chai, and Rav Achrenim go this way, is Dafka Isa Sudo. It's not a shady. You read the Mishnah Berurah, you read the Bi'ur Halacha, you read the Shaar Tzion, and three times you come along to disagree with the Smog Avram. He sends you to the Eli Rabba and says, you want to bring your wife in the Ran that says, the idea of Isa Sudo, says, Orcha de Milsenokat. And the Bi'ur Halacha points out to the Mefurash Shmuel Lekat. He writes over there, Letzerech Yomi, anything you need for that day is Nechle Gedda of Mort. And Beth Samus other Rishonim, is the Tani Rabbasi, Shitel Ran, Rilu Mulanil, the Me'iri. They said the Gedda of Mort is whatever you need for Shabbos. So it comes out first, what's the mean Mu'at? Well, one machlekes is it what we need for that suda that's coming up? Only that suda, not more Rav Achreinim? Or do you have the get of the Mishnah Berurah, whatever you need for that Shabbos? Now, once you say whatever you need for that Shabbos, or Isa Suda, still we have to take one more step with the definition of Mort. What's the sheer negate to Mort? So if you understand like the Magavram and the Eli Rabbo, Magavram and the Eilu Shabbos, that means Dafka Isa Suda. So Mort means Isa Suda, whatever you need for that meal. That means, let's say, you're going to make Shabbos morning salt water for Shabbos morning and Shalosh Shudas, you're even Issa of making a lot. Maybe Melech Ruba is also. But according to the Mishnah Berurah that says whatever you make the whole entire day is mutter, according to him, let's declare what is the Shir Mort. The Shir Mort is one Suda or two Sudas, or even in case making Friday night, three Sudas. Said the Chodeshani and said the Archa Shabbos, even the Mishnah Berurah that argues with the Magavam the early Shabbos, they still need the Shir Mort as one Suda. That means the amount you can make it Friday night for Shalosh Shudas. But how much can you make only for Shalosh Shudas? If you make Friday night for Shabbos morning and Shalosh Shudas, that's Merubah. That means there are 2 points over here. When to make it for? Sugya Barur. The amount to make it is still one Suda.
What?
After a cup
and liter. That's making the
The more we need for one suda, whatever you need for one suda, that's more. We'll get to what you're saying. We'll get to that point. The Maisa, that's what I want to know. A lot of faces over here, that does not sound that way for the Mishnah Berurah. And Betsy, look at the sheet around and Miluniel, they're very clear. They say, what is it? Whatever you need for the whole day, and anything you need for the whole entire day. The Sefer Ha'aretz for Kedushim quotes the Chodeshani, says, why? Once the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Magavam the Eli and Magavam the Eli Shabbos, disagree with what the definition of Mort is. Therefore, a Falk says the definition of Mort is whatever you need for the whole entire day. That means in the Mishnah Berurah, even in his Mahalach, the Bavuch among the Achreinim, does it mean one Suto? Or does it mean the whole entire Shabbos? Which does point out, interestingly, that let's say you have in your own house, your family, you need one cup. That's Mort. You make for Yeshiva, you need a gallon. That's Mort. It's a concept that's hard to grasp with. Why is Mort based upon the amount of people? You can argue the point. No. Very simple. Everyone gets Mort. Hagam, there are others. The Arish Chedushim, the Chodeshani Klaris. Maybe Mort means every person at the table, let's say of a yeshiva, you can make 100 people in yeshiva, 100 cups. But you can't make 1 gallon and separate it. Maybe you can make a Mort. Maybe not. But Tzarechi instead of the Chodeshani. How do you look at the definition of Mort? That means even in the definition of Mort, how do you even look at Mort? Is it every person per se? Or can you look at, as a group over here? They get some faces over here. It's not Tircha, the Chagetta of Helmi. Ma'abed. Fine, we're not going over to the Chagetta, but Ma'abed. So come down in Mort, we really have 3 questions over here. Is Eise Sudo or Kalayayim? Mishmur goes down like Rav Achreinim. Even when it's Kalayayim, does it mean one Sudo or a bunch of Sudas? Ma'chalik is Peshad the Mishnah Berurah. And even in that, what happens, you have a bunch of people, how do you have to make it separate altogether? That's a Mort. Negator, May Melech Rubim, Rik Paskin, everyone side basically inside the Chom, the Maisis Osir. That means you cannot put salt inside water. Salt water. What about salt in other Mashkin? That means, can you put salt in the vinegar? Says the Mishbura, bring down the Bain of Parrots, and Numish Achron, bring down the Bain of Parrots. Hudin inside Yain v'chaymitz v'sham mashkin, same isav hilmi, also is aser. That means putting salt inside wine. Not sure what that is, but salt inside vinegar, a dip. Says the Mishnah Berurah that lemaisa is aser. It's aser. Again, if it's in the klalim, if it's mort be mutter, rub will be aser. That means in may melech rubim that's aser does not make a difference if it's water or vinegar. If it's water or wine, or shamashkin, there is no difference in the iser. Now, we're saying over here, mei melech rubah is osir. If you read the Mechabah slowly, it sounds like dafka you're putting it betoich kvashim. But let's say you're putting it inside a tafshil, being down the Mishnah Berurah and the Tais for Shabbos, nice, it sounds like bimotor. Something that's cooked will be motor. Mishnah Berurah goes on further and says, but nice, the El Rabo, and mashm the Miri, not that way. It seems to be that he disagrees. They want to go like most Achreinim, the Graz, and others, that we did not pass like this, that we hold that even inside a, you plan to put it inside a Kvosim and Tafshil, both of them might still be ulcer. If so, the shell is, can you make...
No,
Mishmur says don't. Maskona sounds like don't say Tzi Kavona. He brings up Toshu Shabbos, and it sounds like he wants to say not that way. Maskona. The question is, if so, can you make salad dressing on Shabbos? Once we have, take two Makaris together, once you have Mishmur Sivkot and Tess, it says Hudin salt, it said Yain, Chaymitz V'Sham Mashkin, and Infant dipping things inside is also Osir. If so, can we make salad dressing on Shabbos? Void is a Mishmur Sivkot and Samach Tess laid on in the Semin. It brings down a Ma'aril that says you could not put Keto, a certain spice, inside Chaymitz to make in the dip. Why? He says, like, kill me. I was thinking over here. The Maghavim over there, Mishmur Bingzan, comes to disagree with Maril. It's a Machlokes over there. What he said, the Machlokes, where the Pesach Tshuva by us explains, why you're making this dip for? Is it only to be a, I guess, taste of the food? Or is it a Nichol together of coming to make a Kovash Kavashim? Maisa comes out, Maril says, even for taste should be also. Therefore, built upon this, come along the Pesach Tshuva over here and says, a person to make a salad dressing needs the klolim of Hilmi. Therefore, it comes out, Mu'at will be Mutter, Meruba will be Osir. Now it's very important to know what the definition of Mu'at is.
How do you make salad dressing?
We'll get to one more step we're getting to.
But if you put it in oil.
We'll get to that point. We'll get to that point. First, a standard salad dressing. That means first, come to the Pesach Tshuva over here. I looked at numerous from for years to see who discusses salad dressing. I couldn't find until the new Pesach Tshuva brings it down. And also, there's a Mishmur that came out 20 years ago that was never in print that brings it down this question also. So, the Negeta salad dressing. So, Luchur, if it says the Pesach Tshuva is neither Klam or Mu'at. Now, what is Mu'at? Can you make salad dressing Shabbos morning for Shabbos morning in the afternoon? I've come out, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he wants to argue with the Rav Achronim. Maybe he can. Even the Mishnah Berurah is declaring, could you make for Shabbos, the amount is only for one meal or for two meals? Now this question is very important. Well, how do you find more? Because who makes salt water? No one. The salad dressing, you might have a question. You could say maybe Mitzaref the Tais of Shabbos. Tais of Shabbos says, what are you doing it for? The Kvosim, Lemais will be Oster, Latash will be Mutter. What is a salad? I'm not clear if even quote the Tais of Shabbos is Mutter. Because Be'etzem, Tash will be something that's cooked. A salad is not cooked. Salad, you could pickle, but I'm not doing it to pickle. Is that Nichol according to the Tais of Shabbos to Aser? Nichol together of when the Mechaber says Akvoshim, Geshachtim, an act of Kvisho? But no, I'm planning only give taste over here. I'm not sure even you had the head to Tais of Shabbos. Yeish Lodin. Yeah, but the case Mishmur says, the case of Tashul. Tashul means a cooked dish. Tashul means that's the question. I'm not sure. You can argue either way. Mikan Lakan. And the Oy Mishmur might say not that way. He comes to argue with Tais of Shabbos. Even now, this guy will come to Aser. We Aser, if it's moved, but even now, this guy. But there is something called Italian dressing. The way you make Italian dressing, so one safe bring it down, the safe of Mishmur came out 20 years ago, it says, what you do, you make with chaymitz, yam melech, tavlinen, and shemen. Which leads to the question, does shemen, is there a heter to make a dressing with shemen? Is there a heter to make salt water with the case of shemen? What? With shemen, we'll get does shemen take away the iser of mei melech bubim? So before we get to that, let's finish off what it comes out. We have mei melech mortim, maise is going to be mutter, rubel and maise is osir. There is one more case discussed, it's the case of mei melech azin. That means the Gemara goes on further, brings down from Yehuda, Abraisa, im oitzim mei melech azin, who comes out, machlokes bavli versus shami, what does it mean? According to the Bavli, the way how the place can explain, it's a new is over here. And the Gemara says, what is mei melech azin? It's something that either an egg floats inside, or the case over here when it's 2/3 salt. Why are you making this mei melech azin for? It says Gemara to make marayas, to make this some type of brine over here, raisa. Now first, the amount of mei melech azin, what is it? So the words of the Ramah in Yerodei is Sim Kuf Lamed Hei, he says it's 1/3 of salt, 2/3 water. What about Lavush? 1/3 salt. Said the Shach of the Kuf Lamed Hei, what do you mean? I was saying, read the Gemara. The Gemara says 2/3 salt. What about the Taisu Shabbos over here? And the Sim before and the Sim Shin Chof, Mishmur brings down the Geder is 2/3 salt as May Melech Azen. So one is a shell what the shear is. Gemara Lefanenu says 2/3 salt. The problem with the shear, Kamu Shal Mezalman, he points out the Metzias is you take salt today, and once it hits 36%, it won't dissolve anymore. It won't. Metzias. The Chodeshani points out the same problem, that with the idea of 2/3 salt, it just doesn't happen this way. So we have two Oreos Be'etzem. One is somehow the Ramah says 1/3, which makes a lot of sense in Metzias. The Gemara says 2/3. How do you work out the Metzias over here? So about 2 years ago, there's a Chacham Yonatan Nachshon. He's coming out of the Sefer, being printed right now, over 2,000 pages in the Hilchos Shabbos. And he learned, was learned, going through the Sugya of Hilmi. He had this problem, what happened with the Metzias? So he wrote to a professor, his father, professor of chemistry in a university in Canada, to work out the numbers. He went to his lab to figure out what's happening over here. And I emailed it to the Tzibah last night to figure out some of the, what's going on, exactly give and take over there. Please tell me. But what basically what came out, it seemed to be, is that if you take sea salt, before you crush it and dissolve it, the way how Chazal always work by numbers is not by weight, they go by volume. That's always negate to shurim. Negate to volume, before you process it and you crush it, and make it very fine particles, it comes out to be 2/3. The salt, after you've been buying it, when we come to buy it, it's very fine and processed, the particles, how they separate it, it comes out to be 1/3. So it comes out, the Be'etzim, with the Chazal discussing, is a coarse salt. That people will get Bizman Chazal, Echnami, that could dissolve. And that wasn't a problem, that's Nichol Geder Mei Melech Azen. Today, what the Ramah brings down, Echnami, is 1/3. So it comes out, if you put the two questions together, with the science that we figured out 2 years ago, works out Givaldic, Echnami, you can come out, Anaf Mila Locho, that means today, the Geder will be 1/3. I mean, the Gam Mishmur, someone should have.
Just, you're right. Dissolves much,
even, there's different coarse salt, right? There's thick salt, there's thin salt, and the salt that before they even process. I think either salt that we're buying is processed at a certain level, right? It's kashrik, that's thick salt. But even that, even the kashrik salt, the thick salt that you have, the big boxes, I think is also processed, different type of salt.
Processed, but it dissolves much.
Right, so they come out, there are different salts on the market, or come out, the standard table salt come out to be 1/3. They just said what the Gemara says. I have a question of the Gemara. There's a question of Matthias. What? The Mishmu and Shimon Shinchop, exactly, the Gemara says 2/3. Tayyar Shabbat says, Jacques says it's a Gemara 2/3. Again, did they sit down and were they a professor in chemistry? I don't know. Did they work out the numbers? I don't know. But the Mice, it does work out very nicely. The 2/3 and 1/3 is Hainuach. Depends on how you're looking at things.
Yeah,
but do you go by weight? What? It's a starkest svara. If you read the email, you tell me. You read the email, or the give and take going on. You, that's what it says, basically, right? No, that on the computer, not the phone. Kosher phone, you have to have a kosher phone, 100%. If you not leave, anyone has no kosher phone, leave right now. Out. Now, the Israel we are making May Melech Azen. Again, maybe he had coarse salt, maybe a different salt, maybe a sea salt. I don't know. Now, the Israel we are making May Melech Azen, the Losh of the Ramam is Ka'isa Myris, sound like words of Gemara, that's the study of the Israel, that's how the Mishmur brings down. Was the Israel making Myris? Says the Beis Yosef by us, he explains, Nichol Geder for Kavis Kavoshim. What's the Issa Kodesh Kavoshim? Explains the Graz. Well, it depends. According to Rashi, be the Issa Ma'abed. According to Rambam, be Nichol Issa Abishal. That's the study of the Issa over here. Depends what sheet you're going with. Therefore, the Chodeshani discusses, can you take vegetables that have some water upon it, and dip it inside salt, which you get the locha, you let it go do that dip and eat, and when some water will drop into your salt, are you making Mei Melech Azen, which is Aser? Can you take vegetables that you just wash very well, and dip it inside salt. And some of you see inside the salt, there are the water fell inside and starts dissolving inside, and you have this very powerful Mei Melech Azen. So it says the Chodeshani, it's Einu Eschavin, if it's not a Psik Reisho, Eichnami Motor. Psik Reisho, it's a Dinu Rabbanon, is it Psik Reisho and Rabbanon? Yes, also. He says if it's a sick ratio, you'll chor to dip your thing inside salt, you have bayam, inside the sugar, may melechazen. A practical nafkamina, this halach over here. Now, again, I see they bring down Mishai Debolitsky and Vazil Orbach Lemaisa on Mekel. They don't say discussing case of psychoration or not, so I'm not sure if they're coming to argue, or they just mean to be Mekel because we're assuming it's not a case of psychoration. You have a salt dish. And the halacha to get to the next sif is you're allowed to take your vegetables and take your cucumber and dip it inside the salt and eat it. And if you have very, if it's very wet and you know it's going to fall inside, it's mei melechazen. It's wet salt, which is very powerful. As long as you take the chodeshani, you want to say that's not what. Those are the words. Now, what's mei? How much is salt water? It's only is
salt
water. This is salt water. It's salt water. You want to not give a chachishir? Chachishir do abundance. What the chach? Not even salt. Here. His words are tipoish and late first mayeric. Tipoish, drops. Drops. If it's a sick ratio, also. You want to give a get in chazal, less than dvarach l'shurim? Ten side, you can't. No, it is 2/3. Worse. It's even more than 2/3. It's water with salt. It's more than 2/3.
This is wet salt.
Okay. Now, come on the Gemara and says, in the Mishnah, if Yoshi wants to argue that either Meruba or Mord is going to be a case that's Osir, what to Mechalik, have a putting Shemen inside Lemaisa's Mutter. So first, in the Yoshi, putting Shemen inside his Mutter, why is that so? It says Rashi Lishitosa, once I asked him to have my Abed, over here, since putting in Shemen inside matches as Kreichai, and therefore takes away the Kreich of the salt over here, it's the opposite act of my Abed. Therefore, since we're coming to weaken the salt, about do not see the act of Abed. Therefore, it's mutter. That means anyone who understood the is mitzvah ma'abed says the het over here mitzad. You're weakening the salt over here. We do not see ma'abed. And according to the ritual, that the idea over here is of the nechol. According to the Ram, the idea is oisim malachim malachas atavshul a shvusha bishul. Why the world should shemen be mutter over here? So it could maybe start clearing. Maybe shemen takes away of the nechol. Shemen takes away the idea of malachas atavshul. The ma'aser, the ritual himself, is this question. If it says, you know why it's mutter? Shinoi. Since Meshuno, therefore not nichol and get of the nichol. How do you answer the Rambam? It says the Magi Mishnah. You know why it's mutter? Lechza tafshul. You don't get Meshinoi, therefore it's mutter. So they have different mahalcha what the Isser is. They say Chazal will not more make of Mokim Shinoi. Now, the way how to put in the Shemin is very clear in the Sugyo. They have to put Shemin not at the end. You have to put Shemin in between. That means you have to do a case of salt, then Shemin, then water. But let's say you did for a carrot, salt and water ready, and then shemen afterwards. Says Rashi, Maisi, he did even already. You already did the issue. Give him a sack and you put the shemen afterwards. It'd be very enough, big enough to get to the next step to get to salting. Maisi is very clear by our sugyo, you have to put the shemen in between and then afterwards. They're building upon Rabbi Yaisi that says shemen helps. There's two questions over here. When Rabbi Yaisi says shemen helps, is that dafka by Ma'at? Or even a case of May Melech Rubim. Number two is, are we Chachamim going to go like Rabbi Yaisi and say Shemin also helps? On the side that helps by Meruba. I mean, we do not need by Mort. But by Meruba, do we hold Shemin Lemaisa works? So come on, the Ritz on the Sugya and says, Rabbi Yaisi is saying Ma'at Shemin works and not Meruba. The whole head of Shemin is only by Ma'at, not by the case of Meruba. We're talking about the Eli Rabbah, Makar Chaim, Mar Mordechai, the grass, and others. There is no heter, and therefore the Rabbanon also won't have a heter. Atzad Hasheni, the early Shabbos, he did not understand why the Mechaba left out the case of Shemin. Once the Biyashi says it, who ordered the Rabbanon by the case of Merubah? Mechaba left it out, so he disagrees. And therefore, the Kamal of the Mishabu and says, Yesh Makilim. Yesh Makilim. Look at the Shayatin, who's he quoting? He says, Ein early Shabbos, the Tayser Shabbos, says, even the Chacham mold, that Meruba will help the case of Shemin. Goes on further and says, Ein Eli Rabbah Prima Godim the Sharetzin, they want him a fakfik. Say, who says so? Maybe a Yaisi only works by Mort, not by the case of Meruba. Diva comes out, back to salad dressing. Does Shemin work? Yesh Makilim, if you put Shemin in between. That means you put first Chaymits and salt, Chaymits and spices, you'll have a problem. But you do the case of Chaymits, then Shemin, Yesh Makilim. According to Eli Shabbos, Maisa would work. According to the Eli Rabbah, Maisa won't work. So you have no reason why to matter where one make meymelch merubim by salad dressing. By Italian dressing. If you make meymelch muet, avada will be more to make salad dressing. That means you have to be very careful. Again, you want to make meymelch muet, you have no the definition of that to make salad dressing.
What's it called?
Yesh makilin. It means yesh makilin. He says, don't say, if you make all, he sends you in the Shadzian. These are the makilim. I ain't those are my fakfik. There's a yesh shemam should be mak. You know what it means? Yesh hami lispech, but machmer tov lebracha. There's a yesh shemam should be machmer. That sounds like over here. Sounds like over here. What? No. Whatever affects it. Whatever you see, the shemen. But that the dressing is made that way. Again, the different salad dressings. The Italian salad dressing is made with shemen. Others are not. You won't have the setter. Now, even in the setter, putting in shemen, there's a mavucho. In shemen, a meimelch that helps. Shemen v'achreinim is a davka for isa sudo, or for all sudas. Machzor Shekel says davka for isa sudo. Taisu Shabbos says it means for all sudas. There's also a question: does shemen work for meimelch azin or not? Taisu Shabbos going to show you says the var not for meimelch azin. Look up the Meiri; he writes it black or white. Works for meimelch azin. Again, but even you make merubo for Isa Sudo. Merubo, you can make a lot for Isa Sudo. So basically, the Shemen help Shiloh, Yishma Kilim, and the club negate when Shemen helps. There's also Mavucha, do you take it for Dafka Isa Sudo, do you take it for Meimelech Azin? Take it a step further, Lalocho, negate to Yontif. Lel Seder. That's the time when people do make salt water. So first the question of Mekoli is this halacha in the Negeat Yontif or in the Negeat Miyuchad Shabbos? That means by Yontif, do we have the klolim that Mu'at be Mutter, Mu'at be also, Mu'at be Mutter only when it's not Meimelech Azin? Do we have this klolim over here? So there's the Yavitz and Siddur, the Chayodom, the kids that they bring down, it's Yontif and Tuzak Shabbos. There's no difference. At Sada Sheni, you analyze it. If you go like the Rambam, well, Bishul is water, so like salt water. And if we look at Simon Tov Ein Gimel, Nilkos Pesach, the Taz, and the Chok Yaakov, and the Graz, and the Orchah Shulchan, and the Mishabruah, and the Mitzvah Chayim discuss how to make salt water, negate to this year coming up, that Lel Shabbos is also Lel Seder. They point out why discussing Lel Seder, Lel Shabbos, discuss it on every Lel Yontif. It's Meduyik, they argue that with the Chayodom, they argue the kitzer, and they understand for karet on yontif there is no iser. Either you can say mitzad the Rambam, I hold like the Rashi the get is ma'abed. You can say stam yontif make all neget achilo. Numas melachos will make all neget achilo, and therefore we won't have this iser neget to yontif. So there's a question as shel among the achrenim. Do you say the idea of hilmi the klum of hilmi neget to yontif? Therefore, what to go do lel seder when it comes up you mechol? Come along the Chayodom, the kids, they write how to go do it. They're Machman Yontif. They say do it before Yontif. If you don't do it before Yontif, then what do you go do? Do Yontif b'muot. May melech muot. Mice again. Numas Achrenim do not bring it down the gate to Yontif. They clearly disagree and hold Yilah makes salt water. Lal Seder, no problem. Without any kolom. You want to be Machman the Chayodom, the kids are kolok avod. Do a case of muot. When they get to this year, that the case that we have Lal Seder, that's Chal on Shabbos. That's going to be Mamash this year coming up. So again, Numus Achorim Tov Ein Gimel, Taz, Graz, Mishabu, and others, they discuss how to make Meimelech. Now, simply, when you learn how to go, it should be very simple. Say the same about Chumah, say the Smag, Lel Seder, what to go do? Make Mu'at. Make Mu'at. Actually, they don't say that. Come on, Achorim, they say, do it before Shabbos. Make before Shabbos. Again, if you look at the page over there, it's on the page, the Taz, Chok Yaakov, the guys off the page, Mishmur, Choshulchan, they say do it before Yontif. If you don't, if you get to do it before Yontif, it's Chal and Shabbos, then make Mu'at. And the Chayim would grapple, why is that so? Do we see anyone over here on Sebei say, you want to make Hilmi for Shabbos night? Make sure make it before Shabbos, if you want to make Mu'at. Anyone say that over here? Anyone saw that over here? No one says that. And Betzim, the Magavim over there, Tofa and Gimel, points that out. He does have maskon. He says that those will be machmer. However, ayin ba'os shidchov aluf. No one says to make it before Shabbos. The question: everyone knows. Everyone will get a list this year. What do you have to do before Lel Seder? And on the list, everyone says this year make salt water before Shabbos. And if you learn the sugya and we learn it, why? more lemaisa is mutter.
Chumra
the Pesach. Nothing to do with Pesach. This is going to help me over here. So the way how the grass now he wants to say, he says the word of kosher letzamtzem. What he means over here in the Getel al Seder, it could be we make the rafchas over here. You couldn't get involved with what's being mort. I mean, everyone gets their own cup over here. Maybe that's more to make for the whole tzibur, or maybe it's the getter of making ruba. You might say, when we make salt water, we always have leftovers. So Bishlam, we make a salad dressing, we put inside, and we have nothing left over. Here we make so much, we have leftovers. Save a carrot. We're making rafchas, that's for the suda over here. That's not ruba. Rafchas is parallel a seder. That's the Maisa should go to. That's the getter mort. We're not making the next night, we're not making even a different meal. You can still argue what the definition of mu'ud is, the getel el seder. The people are not making the next, they're making for that night. If I haven't said achona anyway, you can't do it next night. You're making a lot, why? Because you're not making a lot. You're making rafchus because lela seder is rafchus. Lela seder is malchus. You see it in time, klal yisrael. That's a lot. That's the mood for this. That's Oysa Suda, but not more than Oysa Suda. Oysa Suda is, look like a yeshiva can make a lot. Ravchus is maybe more. That's the Oichel. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like the mamash is dipping it inside of eating it. A second for a way of Boston, when he discussed it in Truman the Chelik Kudalev, the latest problem that came out, he says, because maybe you have a bayah making May Melachazim. Because usually, I guess, when you make our salt water to really eat, we're not going to make it so strong. But Maisa Lela Seder, it's the whole point to have salt water, and people can put a ton of salt inside and water. Maybe you hit one third, what to get in one third, two thirds, what the shear is. Maybe the Chashashim, maybe Malachazin, therefore make it before Shabbos. Fine, you don't make it before Shabbos, do it on Shabbos. Make it more until we are. It's a lot of salt, I'm asking. People put in a lot of salt. I see some people like a little bit, just for Yates design, but some people are really Machma Lela Seder. They put in a lot of salt. Fine, but it comes out that be'etzem mitzad this chash over here, or what's the definition of mu'ud or me'el melech azin, that's forming down the correct and not going to make it before Shabbos. Don't make it before Shabbos. We learn the halacha mu'ud l'maisa is mutter. Mu'ud l'maisa is mutter. Now when you make mu'ud, you have to make it b'shinu or not b'shinu. Now how would you usually make it? How do you make salt water? What do you put on first, the salt or the water?
Water.
Water. Anyone else?
Salt.
Part salt. Just argue. Fine. Part of the water. So the Maisa, the Kamal Chodeshani, the Kamal the Chai Odom and the Kitzer, Chai Odom and Kitzer say, if you do it on Shabbos or on Yontif, do it Peshinoi, and they will put the water in first and then the salt. First of all, why do it Peshinoi? Second of all, I don't think that is a shinoi. If you ask anybody, the derech is usually put water then salt, I think. I'm not sure what they're saying. And what's the reasonable case of shinoi? Where do you see ever a case of shinoi here? I might say, see the Nishma Shabbos, he points out, Sarachin, where the world getting to get a shinoi for? I might say, and I think discussing even on a regular yontif. I mean, you hold like, Oysim Lachim Lechza Tafshul, the yontif is mutter. You hold the Sugim Tzama Abed, why does shinoi work? The only reason we held the shinoi works. It's only Ram Shito. Ram Shito and Yontif anyway is Motor. So how in the world is a regular Yontif? Is it Kamal and the Chayot and the kids say in the case of Shinoi? If the steam is up Paiskin and Yontif, do not do the Shinoi. See your simple bottom in his Hilchus Yontif says, do not do the case of Shinoi. Why do the case of Shinoi? One last point is, can you make water with sugar inside that's Azin? Kids seem to make water and tons of sugar inside. They like drinking it over here. They put it usually in the freezer, make it very cold. They want to drink it on Shabbos. Come on the Kavachim over here, and Mincha Shabbos, they bring down the Yisrael Yosef, and Nezi Yisrael, and said, just like this May Melech Azim is also, May Sukkah Azim is also also. And the question is, why? Is Doimit Ibud? That I know of. Oysum Lech Zmech Lech Zetafshul? That I know of. Don't understand. That's the question in Melicha itself. They bring down this in the morning of the Makaris. Discuss like Melicha, can you do it with salt? Make a question, they can't do Melicha with sugar either. They discuss the Chakira Leiv, he discussed, can you do Melicha with salt? With sugar. Make a question, you can't do it with sugar. The Stephen's of Paiskin, no one says it over here. I see the Piskachuba says, no one else brings it down. So the Shani comes to argue with it. Maisa, you can't make water with tons of sugar inside. Anyway, the kids don't get left to do whatever they want. It's Shalom Bayis. The Bayis are left to enjoy the eating Shabbos over here. I don't see any clear reason why to ask them over here. That's for the mother, not for the father. Are you a mix as losh? Who?
It
sinks. I don't know any issue of shaking things. I don't see any issue of shaking it. Nothing else. Fine, so dissolving is better. I don't know why your problem is. I don't have any issue. Unless you mean the end of the simon about shaking or beating something. Fine, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday we'll go Mamshik the Sugya, the idea of Melich of salting things, Sif Gimel through Sif Av. That's
the beginning of the